Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for the study in God's Word. I just give God all the praise on tonight. Give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Magnify his holy name on tonight. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to get ready to read a scripture, and we're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. We're going to, scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 7. Psalms number 7. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me. Yea, I have delivered him that without a cause is my enemy. Lest the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies. And await for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of people compass thee about. For their sake, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the judge for the righteousness. God tried the heart and the rain. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He have bent his bow and made it ready for him, the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and have conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and dig it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. I have just read you Psalm 7 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. In your last way, in your light always, in your last breath, hey, in your light always,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I just come right now, God, asking you to let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and minister and teach us tonight, God. I ask you to open up our understanding, open up our minds, our spirit, our heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so we can receive and be receptive to your word, just like it's given in the word of God. Father, I just thank you now for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you right now, God, to move by your power, Lord. Just let this word be just plain that a child can understand it, God. I'm asking you right now, God, right now, Father, to just bless right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to move by your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Father. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Father, I thank you now, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. We can start reading. You want me to start off?
No, I can start off. 2 Kings 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azara, the son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done, except that the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Then the Lord struck the king so that he was a leper until the day he dwelt in an isolated house. And Jotham, the king's son, was over the royal house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azara and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Azara rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Azara, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months. and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father had done. He had not departed from his sons of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Then Shalom, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him and struck and killed him in the front of the people, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, indeed, they are written in the book of Chronicles of the king of Israel. This was the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. And so it was. Shalom, the son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. For Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Tirzah, came to Samaria, and struck Shalom, the son of Jabez, in Samaria, and killed him, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shalom and the conspiracy which he led, indeed, they were written in the book of Chronicles of the king of Israel. Then from Tyrus, Menahem attacked Tiplash, all who were there and its territory, because they did not surrender. Therefore, he attacked it. All the women there who were with child, he ripped open. In the 39th year of Azara, king of Judah, Menahem, the son of Gadi, became king over Israel and reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to strengthen the kingdom under his control. And Menahem extracted the money from Israel from all the very wealthy, from each man 50 shekels of silver to give to the king of Assyria, so that the king of Assyria turned back and did not stay there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Menahem rested with his fathers. Then Pekahiah, his son, reigned in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, the son of Menahem, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Then Pekah, the son of Remaliah, hit an officer of his, conspired against him and killed him in Samaria in the citadel of the king's of house, along with Argot and Era, and with him were 50 men of Gilead. He killed him and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah and all that he did, indeed, they are written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel. in the 52nd year of Uzziah, the king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 20 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel, Beth, Machiah, Johanah, Kedosh, Hazor, Gilead, and Gilead, and all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. Then Hoshea, the son of Elah, led a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and struck and killed him. So he reigned in his place in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah and all that he did, indeed, they are written in the book of Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did are not written in the book of Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. In those days, the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah. So Jotham rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. Amen. The word of the Lord.
In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire according to the abominations of the heathens, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. He sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Then Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. Rezin king of Syria recovered Elath to Syria and drove the Jews from Elath, and the Syrians came to Elath and dwell there until this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. And Ahaz, took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house and set it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him, for the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it and carried the people of it captive to Kir and slew Rezin. And the king of Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Urijah the priest the fashion of the altar and the pattern of it according to all the workmanship thereof. And Urijah the priest had built an altar according to all the king Ahaz had sent from Damascus to Urijah. The priest made it against King Ahaz came from Damascus. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar and offered thereof. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering and poured his drink offering and sprinkled the blood of his peace offering upon the altar. And he brought also the brazen altar, which was before the Lord from the forefront of the house, from between the altar of the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar. And King Ahaz commanded Urijah the priest upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering and the evening meat offering and the king's burnt sacrifice and his meat offering with the burnt offering of all the people of the land and their meat offering and their drink offering and sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offering and all the blood of the sacrifice. And the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. Thus did Urijah the priest according to all the king Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the base and removed the laver from of them and took the seed from of the brazen oxen that were under it and put it upon a pavement of stone and the covert of the Sabbath that they had built in the house and the king's entry without turn he from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Hezekiah's son reigned in his stead. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. So we go. Lord, it's chapter 15 tonight. We're at chapter 15 tonight. Okay, let me find the first. Okay. The first page of it is. Here it is. What king of Judah reigned for 52 years? In chapter 15, it's in verse 1.
The verse 2 of Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. I have no idea what the rest of this place is. I'm just messing up tonight. Why was Azara struck with leprosy by God? It should be in verse 4 and 5.
Because of disobedience? Because they worship God in disobedience?
Well, he didn't, you know, at the bottom here it says, in 4 it says, save the high places were not. He did what, according to all that, you know, his father Mazah had done, and he was pleasing in God. He was doing right stuff for God, but except for the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. So in 5, verse 5, it say, and the Lord smote the king so that he was a leper until the day he died. So in other words, he was saying Uzziah did not remove the high places either. Therefore, he was struck with leprosy because he didn't move the high places. The high places where people be sinning and burning, have them gods up in the high places where people can't see them. Mm-hmm. And God be wanting to move the high places to when they get a right king in there, they move the high places out. What prophecy was fulfilled at the death of Zechariah, king of Israel? That should be in verse 12.
Zechariah's son was put on the throne, fourth generation.
Yep. How did King Menahem protect Israel from the king of Assyria? Verse 20. Let me see. Menahem extracted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver to give king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and stayed not there in the land. So that's how he protected them. He was paying them. Mm-hmm. He was just paying, I guess, for protection. It says, how did King Menahem protect Israel? And I think he was protecting them by giving them money. I think that's what it was. He was giving them money.
Yeah,
he put money to the king of Assyria for the wealthy so he could be strengthened and stay in control of the land. Mm-hmm. And that's what that man wanted, that king wanted. He wanted to be in charge, stay in control of everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, chapter 16. What king of Judah made his son pass through the fire? Verse 1, I know it is. Let me see. Second, two.
King Asa.
King
Ahaziah.
Made him run through the fire, honey. Better run for your life. King Ahaz. What did King Ahaz do to the temple of the Lord? It should be verse 17. King Ahaz cut off the borders of the base and removed the lava from off of them and took them down. He had a new altar built and altered it, the layout of the original temple. He removed the court and the laver and the sea of bronze from where they should be. So he just kind of rebuilt everything, had everything rebuilt. Mm-hmm. So, this was an interesting, both of them was interesting. It's just, to me, how I was looking at it was, and I kind of really didn't see this before, but I see it now. When one time a good king reigned, the one that pleased God, and when he died, it'd be an evil one come up. And he'll raise to God, kick it about, and then he'll get another good king. So it's almost like good president, bad president to me. Because I was just looking, as I was reading, it's one that pleases God, and then it's one that don't live right, you know. So it was strange to me. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments or anything? Because we done. It's just 8 o'clock. That's why I know. Yeah, we didn't have that. But what, 6 questions? I knew we was going to be done. But,
Amen.
But yeah.
Did I miss a Bible class? I guess I did.
Now, what happened was, you know, well, last week I didn't do one because I was sick.
I'm a father.
And I don't forgot what it was. I know I didn't do one because I think so. I don't forgot what it was. Mhm. It was Tuesday or Thursday. I didn't do it, so
I know, Thursday,
we behind.
I was moving. Okay.
I don't think we had it Thursday. We're calling.
I was at work, so I don't know. No, last Thursday.
I don't think we had it.
Right. We should have. Not third or first Thursday.
It's the first and the third Sunday. Me and y'all, I'm missing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we won't have it this Thursday, but Tuesday we'll have it, and we'll start with 17 and 18. And then we don't have a Thursday, do we, Carlin?
No, not this Thursday.
No, and then we'll have it that next Thursday. Tuesday and Thursday, and I know this week, and we got to say it on the radio, on the thing in the morning, you don't let me forget, Mari had called me on that Saturday morning saying she had to pray. She started her prayer off in December. And
oh, that's
fine. You know what? I want you here. Shoot. So I told her we had forgot. I said, that's okay. Because they, you know, I didn't think she was going to do it in that situation, but she had told me that she need to pray. So,
what's
I let her pray, get on
deal?
What
time?
I can be on field.
You can be on field.
I can still be on Saturday. What time?
Oh, I don't know. Let me text her and see what time she had. Let me see. It might be on here because she had texted me the Saturday or called me or something. I was like, girl, we sure forgot about it. She said, well, I need to pray. And I was like, oh, all right, let me see. And then said, hi, Mom, we're at the until that ain't it. I was Saturday at 10:01. Wait a minute. Come on, I was supposed to start prayer today. This was at 8:26 when she at 9 o'clock. Mhm.
In the morning?
Yep, on Saturday morning. 9 o'clock, that's what she said. Good morning, I was supposed to start prayer today at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you announced it. We're going to be leaving. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's 9 o'clock. So I'm going to try to announce it tomorrow. Not like y'all missed the meeting tonight, you and Chu, on the Zoom.
I'm sorry. No, you have to remind me. If I don't put it in my phone as an alarm, I'm sorry.
We're going to have it.
Show me.
It's Saturday. We're going to have it next Saturday, too. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we're going to have a meeting. We had Sandra Lee Rainey, we had Monica, we had Davis, me and Carlin. And the one girl said, D. Green, she'll be on there next week, too. And we're going to try to you know, get about 10, 12 people to get be on there. So, but it's going to be next Saturday, probably at 12 o'clock, 12 noon. Just let you know.
Not
about
the 10th, but the 17th.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Carlin is sending you another thing. It'll probably be from man, but because we got to just start doing it, cause getting prepared and stuff like that.
Rush hope for God.
I know y'all. I know you did.
All righty,
we're gonna get ready to get off of here because I don't feel that good. I don't feel well. Everywhere I went today, I fell asleep. I fell asleep getting my nails done. I fell asleep at the eyelash place. I was snoring. She let me sleep 15 minutes.
Tired.
I was tired. I was so tired. And I'm still tired. I had to come home and get Dad's feet. I just got through doing that at 7:15. I finished his feet, ran in here, and got the things together. I'm tired. So I told him, don't call me. He put up. I said, don't call me. So be praying for me because my chest been bothering me. Yeah, I'm going to get off here, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your word on tonight. Lord, we thank you for everyone that came to the Bible study, Lord. Just cover and bless them now, Lord. I ask you now, God, and I thank you for your word. I thank you for teaching us, God. I thank you, God, just for the reading of the word of God. I ask you to bless everyone, God. I'm just give you praise anyway. Lord, thank you now. I ask you to heal my body. Touch it now, God. Heal today, God. Give me some sweet sleep on tonight, peaceful sleep. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. So in the morning, I'll be on the live broadcast by the God. I'm going to get on off of here now so I can try to get me a little rest. Just lay down. I know I probably won't go to sleep because I'm thinking about what I got to do. I got to study. I can't really, ain't supposed to go to sleep, but if I go to sleep now, it's either 12, it'll be 4 hours and being asleep. It's about 4, that's 8 hours, but I'll probably wake up about 3 o'clock if I go to sleep now. I can get up at 3 o'clock like I did. I got up at 4:30 this morning, but I got to study sometime. I just got to have some peace and study and some prayer. Yeah, I'll be praying for me.
Okay, baby.
All right.
Don't worry. I love y'all. Get on off of here.
Love you.
Talk to you later. All right. Get out of here.